So what are some of the other options you consider in that setting? We were talking about R-squared or lenalidomide. That certainly might be in consideration. Anything else that would sort of be in that first round for this sort of frailer patient?
Well, I mean, I think there are some drugs on the horizon that are coming out. There are some checkpoint inhibitors, like macrophage checkpoint inhibitors, that might have activity. There are other agents that are in study, I would say. I know that there are some BiTE antibodies that are under investigation. But right now, what the practicing oncologist would have at hand for somebody who has relapsed either after an auto transplant or can't get to an auto transplant and can't go to CAR T or can't go to allo transplant, for that patient, the options currently are R-squared, Pola-BR, palliative chemotherapy. You know, everything that is done in this situation is completely palliative.
Did you say macrophage checkpoint inhibitors?
Yes. So,
Macrophage.
yes,
Wow.
macrophage.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a protein CD47 on the surface of different malignant cells that engages with SIRP alpha on macrophages. And there are now anti-CD47 monoclonal antibodies that seem to be very promising. There was a publication last year in the New England Journal based out of Stanford. I was part of that study as well, showing that rituximab plus this compound, it's 5F9-4U, is active and well tolerated. So those studies are ongoing.
In what, lymphomas or?
In relapse and refractory lymphomas. There's also now studies in leukemias as well as in solid tumors, not with rituximab, but with other monoclonal antibodies.
Wow, interesting. So you mentioned the neurotoxicity. Of course, we have a lot of experience with brentuximab. And of course, now you have it, it's combined with chemotherapy. But is it your take that it's similar to brentuximab, not as difficult, or qualitatively the same?
I think it's qualitatively about the same as what you'd expect with brentuximab vedotin. Maybe a little bit less, but it seems to be quite similar in terms of peripheral neuropathy.